Hello, everyone. I want to talk about the reactions that people in my inner circle have had and still have, and they vow to always have, when it comes to the labels that I was given by the United States of America's system of education. Two of them in particular have told me that they never want me to call myself any of the labels that the American education institution placed on me. They told me, even quite recently, that they feel irritation and discontentment as in relation to what society says I have that would qualify me as a person who would not be considered, in quotations, neurotypical. So, out of respect for my inner circle, I will never again refer to myself as any of the labels that society placed on me, because I recognize that calling myself those things created restlessness inside of myself. Here's what I mean by that. What society calls disabilities I call giftings. What society calls disabilities I call dexterity. What society calls disabilities, I call proficiency. What society calls disabilities, I call potency. And what society calls disabilities, the biggest name I give it, I call genius. I'm a child prodigy. There's nothing disabled about me. There are no disabilities in me. I'm a person who there is no disabilities. And a couple of people in my inner circle have said they find it offensive that society thought less of their loved one. And I've taken that under consideration. So I will never refer to myself as any labels I was given out of respect for them, and more importantly, out of respect for myself. Because I recognize I never enjoyed society's dread and revulsion when it comes to people whom they are too lazy to even understand because their ignorance of the willful kind is that attracted to them in consciousness or maybe subconsciousness. I wanted to discuss this because my inner circle, as I have been in my own restorative process, they have listened to my podcast and listened to my YouTube channels, and they said, I understand why you told the world what you were labeled, but they said, I still feel that sense of rage that those labels were assigned to you. Those labels, in their mind, are misnomers to me. And I had to think deeply, and I said, I've always felt that way. And so, out of respect for everyone involved, my inner circle, and many of the people who I've told my labels, I decided that I refer to myself only by my name and by who I am, and that will be it. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with autism at all. I am not saying to call yourself autistic is wrong, because there's nothing wrong with autism at all. There's nothing wrong with autism at all. There's nothing wrong with the innate qualities that society mislabels and misjudges and calls it Asperger's or Down syndrome or any other label. I choose not to call myself those things personally because I found more suitable words to describe thyself. So what I've decided to do is to live a life where I am infatuated with my own inner beauty, and so are other people. I have joviality and jolliness about my beautiful spiritedness. Because I remember telling other people, many people, I can't even count many people, that I told that I have these labels. We all know what they are. I said them in the previous episodes. And their responses were of, melancholy, and misery. They felt mortification, worry, alarm, shock, and unhappiness, glumness, if you will. Here's why they felt those emotions. They were of rage and fury minded towards society, because they said there's nothing wrong with my Antonio. So those same people have told me, don't you ever refer to yourself as those labels again. I don't want to ever hear you say those labels again. I don't ever want you to call yourself those labels again. You are not those labels. There's inherently, you are inherently all right. You are inherently fine. You are more than fine. You're more than all right. You are unique. You are a treasure chest that's priceless. Some people have told me this. And so, out of respect for those people, my inner circle, and more importantly, myself, I'm not putting myself above them, because we have our equality together. That's why I can't call myself those things, those labels, those pronouncements by society. I thought about that and I decided, let me do an episode about this, because this is my dedication to everybody involved. Because when I tell people my labels, they have a sense of hurt and aggravation. They have a hard time not feeling vengefulness and ferocity as society. And so I thought about that some more, even last night. And I said that I agree with everyone, the people I socialized with, my inner circle. We have daily exchanges and daily exchanges with myself. Everybody's right. This bears repeating, because it's that sensitive. Another thing is, when I was living my life then, some people were actually on the verge of tears and crying because they felt the emotions of horror, sadness, irritability, and exasperation about how I was treated by American education, educational facilities, and and just educational establishments. And I had to really figure out for myself what can I do to be a light to geniuses and prodigies such as myself. Because the world doesn't know how to handle geniuses and prodigies such as myself. So this is what I decided to do. I decided to reminisce about what happened to me. And here are Here is my reminiscing that I've done. I said to myself, and you know, Antonio, remember the times where you talk with your inner circle and they said you could have gone to any school. You always going to these schools that were about, you had to have labels to get into those schools. They said, I'm upset that you had to go to those schools. I'm upset that you were placed in those schools. I'm upset that it wasn't easy for you to go to those schools. They said, Antonio, you should have been placed in schools that you didn't have to have a label in. They said, Antonio should have been, you know, you should have been able to go to your neighbor's schools. You should have been placed in them. And there was a sense of care that made them say these things. They weren't being hard-hearted to my parents or the experts in education who fought for me. They just said, you are so gifted that every school should have been your option. And that the only schools that should not have been in your life were the ones that you had to have labels to get into. And so they had respect for what the schools I went to did for me all around. However, they said, when I told them the stories of being limited in schools, they said, that doesn't make any sense. I remember they truly felt a sense of resentment because they always have trouble accepting my parents and education experts placement in the schools I attended, because they said Ivy League should have been your life. HBCU should have been your life. All the other schools where they don't have labels should have been your life. Why were you limited, even though there was a lot of good about those schools? I just hate that you kept being limited. And many people have told me this. This is not just my inner circle. Many people. I'm a public person, so I interact with all kinds of people. Plus, Washington, D.C. is an international city. So go figure. Plus, everywhere I go, I interact with people, share my story with them. And I thought long and hard, and I had mixed bad feelings on the subject, because I'm not disrespecting what my parents' education experts did for me. I appreciate their loving sacrifices. So I honor the choices that they made for me, educationally, academically. However, I also agree with those many people in my inner circle too, with their observations as well. So I have a mixed bag feelings on the subject. I lean more towards the people in the inner circle, but at the same time, I appreciate what each and every school I went to, how they helped me with my personal development and my academic development, and most important of all, my human development. So I have mixed bag emotions, mixed bag feelings. And I'm very, very thrilled and exhilarated that I got to discuss these things. I feel jubilation and elation that I got to talk about these things. So I do want to say that I am a genius prodigy. There's nothing disordered about me.